Some days Toronto has sent as many as 150 trucks full of trash 300 miles to a landfill in the U.S. For those of you counting at home, that's 90,000 highway miles a day. That's not only bad for the environment. As gas prices have risen, it's also bad for Toronto's bottom line. But the bigger issue was Toronto wasn't taking care of its own trash. It wasn't even keeping it in Canada. It was trucking it to Michigan. And the people in Michigan, they didn't like it too much. They've complained about the stink of Toronto's trash for years. They even got the U.S. Congress to look at ways to stop it from crossing the border. But free trade even covers a commodity such as garbage. The people of Toronto are a little embarrassed by it all. David Ouellette looks perfectly pleased with the landscaping in his small lawn in East Toronto, but his eyes tilt downward when he's asked about shipping the city's waste to Michigan.
The downside of that is all those trucks whipping down the 401, and that can't be good for the environment to have lots of trucks burning gas and just getting it there.
But the city of Toronto had signed a contract with a Michigan landfill, so the trucks kept ripping down Highway 401, even as fuel costs got higher and higher. Jeff Rathbone is Toronto's general manager of solid waste. He says the contract is a dark cloud, but it got the city and residents on board with recycling.
The shipment to Michigan really became a wake-up call that allowed us to set very aggressive waste diversion targets and to realize that what we were actually shipping out of our country was really more of a resource than a waste.
Rathbone says Toronto set a tough goal to reduce the waste stream by 70%, and the city put up nearly $500 million to do it. But a funny thing happened as they started increasing their recycling stream. Oil prices kept rising. That meant commodity prices kept rising too, so metals, plastics, and paper have started to gain real value. Recycling paid. And Toronto kept retooling its recycling program to make it really easy for people. On the east side of Toronto, Dick Ouellette and his neighbors each have one of those huge cart-like garbage barrels, the ones with the handle and wheels. But it's not for trash, it's for recyclables. Jen Spence says it's much easier than it used to be.
For a while, it was very complicated. We had newspapers in one bin and glass and bottles and jars in another bin.
Now they just throw everything into that one big container and wheel it to the street. The city picks up and sorts the recyclables for free. It also picks up compost, you know, food waste. Spence takes out a small pail from under the kitchen sink to show me. It's latched shut.
This is the green bin. The city of Toronto sends this out to anyone who's going to be producing garbage. It collects flies really badly, and it's hard to keep clean, so they send out these bags that are perfectly fit for it. It's a nice size. It fills up pretty quick and doesn't stink. We used to have a huge garbage can, and now it's just that little guy that goes out every 2 weeks.
The city makes it kind of hard to take out regular trash, things that can't be recycled or composted. Like Spence said, it's only picked up twice a month, and now you have to pay as you throw. The more trash you make, the more you have to pay. Toronto has been able to cut the number of trucks headed to that landfill in Michigan by half, and it's moving toward its goal of reducing the waste stream by 70%. The city even plans to make energy out of the compost it's collecting. The city plans to generate electricity and eventually make a biofuel from the compost. That'll be used to run Toronto's trucks to the landfill. Oh, but those trucks won't be going to the landfill in Michigan. The city has finally found a Canadian landfill that will start taking Toronto's waste in 2010. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.